There's a fascinating Orach Chaim regarding Kabbalah Satira. The Torah says, "Va'kabbalah Satira v'chidush hashlishi yitzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim v'yeh mazel bo mi'bar Sinai." In the third month, in Sivan, Klai Yisrael came to Midbar Sinai. Then the next pasuk says, "Va'yusu mi'refidim v'yevo mi'bar Sinai." V'yachnu b'midbar v'yichancham Yisrael neged har. They traveled from Refidim, and they came to Midbar Sinai, and Klai Yisrael camped in the Midbar Keneged Ahar, and then was Matan Torah. So the obvious question is, it starts off, it says that Bo Midbar Sinai, and the second pasuk says, Vayisim Refidim, Vayavu Midbar Sinai. It's the Chareitz out of order. First it should have told me, Vayisim Refidim, and then it should have told me that, Vayim Azeh Bo Midbar Sinai. How come it already says in the first pasuk, Bo Midbar Sinai, and then it tells us in the next pasuk where they left from? Says the Orach Chaim, Kosher lo me'ichar ha-muktam, ki pasuk zeh, ha-yulei la-haktim, koidem pasuk ha-lefonov, shomar bo midbar Sinai. It's the Chareitz out of order. We should have said the first pasuk after the second pasuk. V'ulai, he says, maybe, shu'al derech oimrom avo mekalkeles ashuro, la-haktim ha-mu'uchar. Maybe it's ki'ilu, paraphrasing what Chazal say, ha-avo mekalkeles ashuro, that a person doesn't think straight ki'ilu when he's overcome with love. Since this is the day that everybody's been waiting for, the Bur has been waiting for, that the Tur has been waiting for, that the whole world has been waiting for, the Elyonim leTachtonim, from the time of creation till this day, they're all waiting, when are they going to be Mekabel the Tur? And everybody's waiting, when are Klai Yisrael going to come to Midbar Sinai? Lezek sheigiu shomo le'otru koyech lesaper. Seder hadover. V'tekev kodmo ha'idol bo'emrim bo'yem azeh bo'o Midbar Sinai. They couldn't halt techayim. They couldn't hold back. And they said, Klai Yisrael here. They came to Midbar Sinai. Higiu choshuk v'nechshach lechoyshik v'choshuk v'somuchu shamayim v'oret ki zehu atach lesabriyo. V'chukoysa. And everybody was happy because the shamayim v'oret, because this is the purpose, this is the goal of the entire Bria is b'tikvasa that Klai Yisrael should be mekabel the Torah. V'acher kachazar akosv lahidia proten shel dvarim. Afterwards, the Torah said, "Okay, where did they leave from? When did they came?" But Be'etzim, we're telling you, "Oh, Klai Yisrael is here. The tachlis of the Welt is about to happen." That's really what Chazal darshan, that it says vayer vayevek yom hashishi. Why does it say hashishi, not yom shishi? That hakol is toli va'im l'shishi shel sivan. Everything in the entire Bria is just waiting. Is mitle toli for 2,448 years. The entire Bria was mitle toli back and forth. Is it going to be neskayim or is it not going to be neskayim? And when it came shvuas vav v'sivan, klai souls mekabel the Torah and the world had a kiyum. The whole Welt is just waiting for that. That's the purpose of the entire Welt. And the entire Bria Memela is Meshuba to that. As the other Orach Chaim says, well known Orach Chaim that says, he asks, what's the grace of Zach that there was a Kriyas Yamsuf? We find that Pinchas Ben Yor did it a few times. The Chazal tells us about Pinchas Ben Yor. He was once traveling with another Yid, and they're going, and they came to the water, and Pinchas Ben Yor says to the water, split. And he says, no, I'm doing my Ratzon of Arbari, and I'm not going to split for you. So he says, if you don't split, then I'm going to be gurus on you that you should dry up. So he split. Then the Yid wanted to come. The Yid was carrying some flour for to make matzah. So he says, split for the Yid. He has a mitzvah. He's making matzah's mitzvah. So it split again. And then he says, split another time for the guy to come. That you shouldn't say, this is what Klai Yisrael does to the people that are malava them, that help them out, that they just leave them in the dust, stuff like that. So it's split a third time. Pinchas Ben Yair did it three times in a row in 15 minutes. What's the big deal? So he says, there's a big difference between before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, there is no Torah, and there's no Zchus HaTorah specifically. As opposed to after Matan Torah, he says, Tanayu Bechlal HaTanoim Shehisna Hashem HaKol Ma'isa Bereshis. It's a Tanay in the Etzem workings of the entire Bria, Liyos Kfufim L'Tor V'Amolel. That it should be kofof to the Torah and to those that are amal in the Torah. The amalei haTorah are moishel on the Bria, kilo, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is moishel on the Bria, and they have the right to be gerizer and right to on the water, and they they could change the Sidrei Bereishis Kefi Ratzonam because the entire Bria is Meshubud to the Amaleh Torah. The Metzias, the only true reality in this world, is the Torah. It's the that's what Matan Torah was when it says Kof Aleim Harkei Gigas. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up a mountain and stuck it over their head? So the Maharal says that it wasn't literally, but it was figuratively. Klal Yisrael was forced because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Poisech Kol Rekim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that Einayin Melvadoi and that they have to be Mekabel the Torah. That there's no way aside from that. In other words, they saw it clearly that the entire Bria is for the purpose of the learning the Torah. And Yisdaka Baraisa Bara Alma. And there would be no purpose for the Bria. Like the Nefesh HaChaim says, if there be a minute without Torah in the Welt, it's possible to be Chayzul Torah V'Voyu. Because that is the entire purpose of the Bria. They were able to see that clearly. They came to the realization by Maimer HaSinai that it's not Shaykh to have the Torah, to have the world without the Torah. Well, they were forced. They were Ki'ilas that they were forced. It's Ki'ilus Kof Aleim HaKikigus. That's the recognizing that that's the only real Metzias. That's the Kabbalah's Torah. There's a story that I saw from Eliyashiv that one time he must have given a psak that was a little bit controversial. And in Me'er Sharm there was signs up all over in between his house and the Tiferes Bachurim where he used to give his shirim and davin. And Bekitzer, walking in the street there, you couldn't miss it. On both sides of the street there was big letters connected something kinir that he said. Bekitzer, he walked it totally oblivious. So the person that was being malavim said to him, it doesn't bother you? It doesn't bother you everything that it says there? So he says, if it's not written in the Gemara, then it doesn't exist. What does it mean, if it's not written in the Gemara, it doesn't exist? What do you mean? There's signs up all over about you. Because that has no chashivas. That's not, because some person decided that that's what they want to write, so therefore all of a sudden, I'm meshubit to what he thinks. I paskin kefi the psak haTorah, kefi the way that he understood that the Torah should be paskined. And maybe everything else doesn't exist b'chol. Somebody didn't like it. Somebody decided to. It doesn't exist. That's not the Metzius. Ob sustein nicht in Gemara. It doesn't have any kiyum b'chol. Doesn't have a true reality. It's. I think that it became clear almost this idea in the past few months with the Corona. There's very many people that everything stopped for them. There's no schools and there's no shuls and there's no work. Very many people, and some people still were able to work through the computer, but some people, their mamash had nothing, no work, and their chalat, as they call it here. Chofesh lelo tashlum. Some people got laid off, some people just were temporarily on unemployment, but they didn't have not work, and they didn't have not shuls, and they didn't have not schools, and everything stopped. And the only thing that didn't stop is the learning. Learning kept on going. I heard the Shmuz in the Rishiva, Shlito, that he gave today. And he said that, he heard that the Sarator, Morin Sarator Shlita, he says he was all of in Asale tremendously in this Tekufa, Bimechazekin Limerator. I mean, I can understand that, no one came to bother him, Lachara. So he has a lot more time. And I think that that's the truth with very many people, especially now that the Zman started, that people are learning on the phone. People were doing that beforehand also. But on the phone, it's much much less of a taiva to shmuz, and it's much less of a to go outside and to take a break. You're on the phone, that's it, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn, and there's much less batala. And it's an opportunity to shtayg and to take this nekuda along with us, mir tashem afterwards. We just got invited back to the mir by the yeshiva. That to take this nekuda with us, that it should be, that it should still be, that when we're learning, when we're focused on learning, that should be without anything else. We shouldn't be disturbed and distracted by other things. And it should be like we're on the phone. We're just talking, we're talking only learning. We should take that yisrei with us. But it's a stock opportunity. We see that despite everything else that stopped, Torah kept on going. That doesn't stop. And that's really what keeps the Torah going. So that's the battery, that's the motor that keeps the Welt going. And what's the purpose of learning Torah? The purpose of the Torah, Maimon Har Sinai, was Lanasei Seschem, is to elevate Klal Yisrael. To elevate Klal Yisrael, that to be greater people. Like the Alter Slobodka said, says that that when a person gets becomes more elevated, so then the petty things that generally bother a person through their lives stop bothering a person, because he's above that. It doesn't bother him. It's just petty things. Push it, the things that bother little children don't bother adults. Why? Because they're above that. And nope, something fell on the floor, something that the Play-Doh broke, whatever it is. Yeah, you're above it already. So the more a person gets connected to the Emes Metzius of the Torah, the less he's bothered by the petty things in life. The less the other things bother him, it's better for his Shalom Bayis, it's better for his Bein Adam L'Chaveri, and it's better for his Bein Adam L'Mokim, because he's more punny, he's more available to Avodas Hashem, he's not bothered, he's not busy with the other things. Certainly, a person has to take care of all the things he has to take care of. But there's so much time that's expended and so much effort on the petty things that really make no difference, and the fights and the things that bother a person, that he would just brush it, sweep it under the carpet had he been a little bit greater. He would sweep it under the carpet, push it, wouldn't even bother him. It wouldn't take up his time, wouldn't take up his headspace. And he would have more time for Avodas Hashem. B'meila, it's really like a Galgal HaChozer. The more a person grows in Torah, the more he's lenasis, the more he's a greater person. The more he's a greater person, the less other things bother him. Less other things bother him, the more time he has to spend on Avodas Hashem. And that's our tefillah. The tefillah is that Shavuos is unique in the fact that of the Yomim Tovim, there's basically two Yomim Tovim during the year that have no Ma'aseh Mitzvah along with them. Rosh Hashanah has Kiyah Shofar, and Sukkot has the Sukkah and the Alaminim, and Hanukkah has Hadlakas Neiros, and Purim has a number of mitzvahs, and Pesach has Matzah, and Shavuos and Yom Kippur, they don't have a Ma'aseh Mitzvah. There's Tshuva, which is Belev, and there's Kabbalah Sater, which is Belev. And the truth is that Yom Kippur is really also a Yom of Kabbalah Sater. That was when the Luchos Shniyos came on Yom Kippur, and Maimon Har Sinai, Kabbalah Sater, Luchos, the Aseres HaDibros was on by Shavuos. These are the 2 days of Kabbalah Sater, and there's no Ma'aseh Mitzvah. It's a Kabbalah Belev. And a Kabbalah Belev should be really it's maybe before the Kabbalah Belev, it's a little bit of a cheshbon nefesh. How much is the Torah the center of our lives? How much is the Torah, the mitzvahs, the avodas Hashem? How much do we realize that to be the only real mitzvahs? That's the mitzvahs. What does it mean, the only real mitzvahs? The only thing which is going to stay with us after Mayav Esrim. It's the only thing that really makes a difference at the end of the day. And certainly a person has to sleep, and a person has to eat, and a person has to work, and a person has to pay his bills, and a person has to do all those other things. However, those aren't the things that should be taking up the headspace. The things that should be the focus, no matter how much a person has, how much time a person has. The ikar of the welt is what makes the world go round, is the Torah. And that should be, that's the Chesed Nefesh, and that's the Kabbalah on Shavuos, is to be mekabel, that this should be the focus. This should be our focus, as much as we could be. And in some aspect, it doesn't have to be that we're making a mapecha. Usually such a thing doesn't last. But there should be some sort of focus that either it's during a Seder, that during the Seder I'm not going to stop, because this is what I realize to be important. Or I understand the importance of Lenasis Eschem, so I'm going to have a Musa Seder. That is going to be that staka focus, that's something that I have to focus on. And it should be a chelek choshuv of my life is working on this and making myself into a better person. The Torah HaMusar, whatever it is, some aspect of this is going to be my focus of, I'm going to make this lima a focus. I'm going to make it that it should be a kinyan. This lima that I'm learning, whether it's dalet minim, or whether it's nido, whatever else a person decides to learn, it's going to be a focus that I'm going to be kinyan. It's not just kilachriyat, I need something to do for a seder, second seder, or ninth seder, whatever it is. So that's what I'm doing, because that was the chabur that was open. No, once I'm in it hook, line, and sinker, and this is going to be my focus. And the more that a person connects to the Torah, the more of a gishmak that it has, and the more that it becomes a chilek of the person. Our tefillah of Vaharevna is that it should become sweet. So Zervolba, that Vaharevna is lashon of is to be ma'ariv, is that it should get mixed. Because the only thing that gets mixed in a person, that really stays with a person, is something which is gishmak. Something which is not gishmak, a person doesn't connect to. So we should daven to Ribbono Shel Olam that we should have a gishmak. That should be a chilek of our tefillos on Shavuos, is that we should be mekabel the Torah, but mekabel the Torah with a gishmak, that we should want to learn Torah. And we should want to have a kinyan of Torah, and that should be our focus of our lives. And then it will be nivla on us, and then it will taka become a chilek of us, and will be zeiche lenasois, and be zeiche to be a mamleches koyanim v'goy kolish. The Olam should have a wonderful yontif and be zeiche to kabbalas the Torah, ba'avo, ubi gishmak. I got the answer.